What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to our show. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
So today we're going to talk about something that we see a lot of, and that has to do with wind, hail, and trees. So this time of year is, you know, we always expect to have some kind of storms going on around, you know, April, May. And now we are in the season. And the other day, the house, Kathy, what did you have at the house?
Hail.
But it wasn't that big, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was just quite a bit of it, but it was smaller, but it didn't at least damage anything.
How big was the hail?
Probably about penny sized. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not terribly small, but I remember back in, let me think of the years here, I believe it was like 96 and 97, where we had two consecutive hail storms back to back years. And at the time, the hail stones were about golf ball size, and that one was a big one.
I
remember it very well. We had a line of customers coming into the office filing claims. I mean, it was actually a physical line of people, you know, going out the door, coming in the office, and we were filing the claims. And it had to do with their cars a lot of times, or roofs. And, you know, so how is that covering your insurance policy? We'll talk about that today. And also talk about trees, because it kind of goes hand in hand to some extent. And also your roof material in your house, that's one of our big hot topics that we've had to deal with over the years, is you know, how is your roof covered and how does that work? So this is one of our more common claims, I would say, maybe the roof claim, wind shingles blown up, things of that nature. We see that, you know, quite a bit.
And deer, yeah.
And we see deer, yeah.
A lot of deer.
Yeah. Deer is not a natural exacerbator.
No, it's not. But we see a lot of deer claims too.
Yeah. So let's talk about what we call apparel. Your insurance policy is going to have coverage for what's called apparel, which is, you know, what caused a loss. Some policies are called a name peril form, which means it lists a laundry list of things that are covered. And the more superior policy is called a special form policy that lists, instead of listing things that are covered, it lists things that are excluded. Mm-hmm. So on most policies, whether it be what we call a name peril or a special form policy, you're going to be covered for windstorm. I'm going to be covered for hail. However, there's a caveat to that. If you're in Florida or places that are a wind-prone area, talking about hurricanes of nature, you may end up having a separate deductible that's a percentage for that type of loss, or even worse, you may have to carry a separate policy where your homeowner's policy won't even cover a windstorm. But here in our local area, where we normally write most of our policies, you're probably not going to see that, because most of our policies don't exclude you know, windstorm. So how that works is that, you know, if you have a, you know, wind event, windstorm, that's going to be covered typically. And, you know, if your shingles are blown up, or, you know, we had that happen in our Hiawassee office, where we went out into the parking lot. I got a call from Rose one day, said we got shingles out here in the parking lot, and had it checked out, and, you know, a pretty good windstorm had blown off some of our roof surfacing material. And we ended up filing a claim with our insurance carrier, and we ended up getting a you know, they actually were paid for us to re-roof our the condo that we have collectively with three other people. They got a new roof out of it. So that's pretty common around here. I'm trying to think of some. I guess one of the worst things we had was a windstorm, and a gentleman had a $5,000 deductible on his policy. And then the policy, to make matters worse, they had reverted his policy from what's called replacement cost coverage to actual cash value. What years normally, Kathy, are we seeing companies where they go from having a replacement cost coverage on the on roof surface material to go into the appreciated settlement, actual cash value.
Over 20 years.
Sometimes 15.
Yeah.
And this one we had here was like 15 years. And what that means is, you know, a roof, you know, shingles is kind of like a tire on a car. It's going to wear out, and eventually it's going to kind of become a time to, it's time to replace your roof. And
it becomes a maintenance issue.
It becomes a maintenance issue, yeah. And so we always get in a fine line between, okay, is there really wind damage or hail damage, or is it just time to replace your roof?
And I think it varies, too, on the what it's made of. If it's composition, shingles, or if it is metal, there can be some differences in the time periods on that.
We've also seen, particularly on a metal roof, is we're seeing insurance companies that are having a exclusion for what's called cosmetic damage, which means, okay, your roof has got pop marks in it now, but structurally it's not leaking, it's not bad, it just doesn't look good.
Right.
And so that's kind of a harsh one, but we are having that as well. We also have situations where maybe only a portion of the roof is damaged, and the insurance carrier is only going to pay for the damage, not for the entire roof to be replaced.
Right.
And that's been an issue. You can, with some companies, get like a what's called a matching endorsement, which means like, okay, maybe only 20% of the roof's damaged, but it's going to look weird if you had to replace only this section of the roof and you can't match the shingles that are there now. What the this endorsement will give you is coverage for replacing the entire roof, just rather than just with the damaged area.
Right.
So that's been a, you know, I don't know why that happens necessarily, but sometimes like maybe the back of the house is, you know, maybe it was shaded by a tree and was protected by the wind or something. You know,
right.
Maybe it's only one portion. When we had our claim over at Town Trace, there were shingles all over the roof. It wasn't just isolated to one area. So that's something we try to see if that's available. If we can add it, I think it's a nice thing to have, because people get really mad when they find out that we're only paying for part of your roof, not the whole roof replacement.
Well, they're paying for the damaged part of it, not the rest of it's fine.
That's what the insurance company looks at.
That's how they view it.
But I know how, particularly ladies and wives, they don't want their house to look
weird.
If you have part of your roof's got one color and it's replaced.
Well, I mean, they try to match the shingles, but maybe they don't make the same ones anymore, the same color. Who knows?
And you might have one of the shingles are brand new and there's been
wearing
for 12 years.
Yes.
So you got, you know, sunlight is fading them out or whatever. So it's just, when you replace your roof, you want to replace your whole roof. And if an insurance company's not paying for the whole roof replacement, then you're going to have to come out of pocket for that.
Right.
And, you know, roofs are very expensive to replace. Before my dad passed away, he had noticed that our roof needed to be replaced, or his roof did. And I was like, Dad, what do you think a roof's going to cost to replace these days? Now, keep in mind, he's like, at the time, was like 80, or I think it was probably 90. He was 90. He said, oh, about $3,500. And I said, Dad, that might have been what it cost back in 1984. But it was over $20,000 just to replace his roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had it replaced, and it was just, there was no claim to it. It was just, you know, it was time to replace the roof. So that's been a one thing that's a point of, you know, contention, is when customers find out that, you know, hey, I'm getting actual cash value, or I've got a deductible that's a percentage deductible. Now, if you've got a $500,000 house with a 2% deductible, that's $10,000 deductible, which is, mm-hmm. you know, basically that's pretty harsh. And then the other thing they can find out is, okay, I don't have a way to replace the undamaged portion of my roof because the insurance company's only going to pay for just the damages. So what do we can do about that? Well, you can, you know, be sure you don't have a percentage deductible on your roof.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware if your roof is over a certain year age where you may be looking at actual cash value, which is depreciated settlement. And if that's the case, just really not much you can really do about it. Because most insurance companies are going to like a certain year age, 15 years, 20 years, and you can't get the roof replacement endorsement anymore. It goes away. So there's not much you can do about that. You can ask your agent about having a... you know, can I get the endorsement that lets me have the matching, it's called the matching endorsement for a roof. And also some companies will do that for also siding of the house and also for interiors of the house, like, you know, flooring, things of that nature. It's a nice thing to have if you do have that claim. So I feel that there's been a lot of abuse in roofs over the years because we've had claims that maybe the roof wasn't really damaged. It was just time to replace the roof. And the insurance carriers are kind of having a knee-jerk against that because there's been so much abuse in this that they're sometimes I'm seeing giving people problems on legitimate claims that they shouldn't be questioning. So, all righty. So I think we're ready for a break here. And my name is Mark Moore, and we'll be back after the break talking about roofs, wind, and hail. And we're on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we wanted to let you know where our locations are. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. One is located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot and across from the post office there. We are located in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we have a separate wing of the bank. And come by, and we'd like to see you there to go over all your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. It's right next to the hospital and the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there in Hiawassee. And our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, on the main drag there at 157 Highway 64 West. We're next to United Community Bank as well there. And if you would like to come by and see us, we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there. One of our locations is also located in Murphy, North Carolina. It's called Mountain Insurance LLC. It's a division of More Insurance. We're located on Highway 64, right past Arby's and Sosgood on the left. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, a division of More Insurance. Come by and see us there in Blue Ridge. We're between Burger King and United Community Bank. And you also can check us out, all these podcasts, if you missed one, on our website, which is www.more-insurance.com. You can like us also on Facebook. Also on our website, you can also navigate to go to our other locations or other entities, as well as request a quote, make a payment, and check out all the podcasts again.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So we're talking about roofs, wind, and hail today, and trees, I guess. So another common thing is we have a tree striking a roof or structure. And we did a show years ago called Tree Trouble. Mm-hmm. And that was probably one of my favorite shows we ever did, because if you will get in trouble, have a neighbor's tree fall in your house. Mm-hmm. Then you talk about having the fur fly in a hurry, it's going to be on. Because people are really upset to find out when my neighbor's tree falls on my house, guess who's paying for it? Tell us, Kathy.
You.
Yes, you're paying for it. Even though it was your neighbor's tree,
yeah,
you're paying for it.
Yep.
And that is really, really upsetting for people to find out where somebody, you know, that my neighbor's tree blew on my house, and you're telling me that I'm paying for this. And yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it works. And this is not just an insurance thing. This is the legal system. This will be the way the law works for liability. And there's only one caveat you can do, is if you have notified the neighbor that, hey, man, get rid of this tree, and send them some sort of letter, certified, maybe an attorney write it, you know, I'm afraid your tree's going to fall in my house, and they fail to act, then that can put them into a situation where they are liable for the tree because they are what's called negligent. They knew about the risk, failed to do so, and because of their failure to do so, then now you're suffering damage because of their failure to act. That's the only caveat. You're going to get that covered possibly by the neighbor. So just be aware of that. People, when it comes to tree, are really funny. And I've been cussed out over a tree before. I was cutting down a tree in my office, and lady come out and started to give me a good cussing for cutting down the tree. She liked to have clean air, and it was like I was getting the brunt of that. And it wasn't even a real big tree. It was like a bush, you know. So people get really funny when it comes to trees. And I love trees. I'm not, you know, I, I'm I like trees and nature and wildlife, but if it gets in my way, then I'm going to get rid of it because I need to have it removed. In this particular case here, it was obstructing our building. And also we had a tree that was in our front of our office that I was worried about lightning striking. And then we've got, had at the time, a computer server underneath the, you know, in the close proximity. And I was worried about lightning coming in, zapping our, all of our data for the agency. So, yeah, that's a big one. And another thing people get mad about is they found out a tree blew over in my yard, and to come to find out that, yes, I've got homeowner's insurance, but it's not going to cover a tree that just blows off in your yard. It's got to hit actual structure, and that can be a fence, or it could be, you know, your concrete driveway, your house, or outbuilding. So that's another thing that people are upset about when they find out that the homeowner's policy doesn't cover a tree down in the yard. You gonna say something, Kathy? Or
You hit it all.
Okay. You gonna say what I was gonna say? Yeah. It's got to hit a insured structure. So, these things are just things that happen, and you know, some things just insurance doesn't cover. Kathy and I are dealing with something right now. We got a call. We moved out of our old house, and we just use them as rentals now. There's a house there and a smaller house, and tell them what happened, Kathy.
They let us know that they have no water.
And how'd that go?
Well, that's very, you know, it's hard to live in a place or do anything if you don't have water. So we've had to figure some other things out, but we're going to have to basically re-drill another well.
So we're having to drill a well.
Yeah.
I want to thank my neighbor, Joe Tiger, and he's allowed us to go. I put a 500-gallon reservoir tank. And he's allowed us to
borrow
some water, which is really good because it's how we're getting by right now. I was talking to the well drilling company, and they said they're out 6 months to even come drill a well. Mm-hmm. But he's going to work me in because it's being an emergency. But that's not an insurance claim. I mean, if your well dries up, I mean, we're going to have to pay for a new well, and there's just no way around that. However, you know, if we had maybe a lightning strike and it was too kill our well pump or some of our, you know, things that are pumps, you know, for the well, then that could be covered, you know, being a lightning strike. So these things, going back to trees, it's just not going to be covered. It's, you know, a tree blowing down is just not covered. The only time I do get that coverage for that, if it's like maybe a golf course, we've had that because that's part of the business of having, it's called tees, greens, and fairway coverage. And so we have had a pretty sizable claim on a golf course one time where we had some, you know, trees down. But other than that, it's not something your homeowner's policy is going to cover, is a tree blowing down in your yard. So hopefully, at least it didn't hit your house, right? I guess
exactly.
You can look at it that way.
Yeah, or a car.
Yeah. Going back to hail, you know, or even wind or trees falling, you know, on your vehicle, you would have coverage for this if you got what's called comprehensive coverage. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we call it other than collision. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cover hail damage, you know, a tree limb falling on your car.
Hit a deer.
Yeah. So that would be something that's good to have.
Someone steals your car.
That's one of those things I like to keep on the policy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people get an older car. It's like, well, I don't want to pay collision on this anymore because it's older and I'm, you know. But sometimes it's good to have a comprehensive coverage.
Well, also windshield. I mean, it covers a lot of variety of different things, so it's good to have. And it's not very expensive to carry on your insurance.
Yeah,
policy.
It's good to have. Kathy made a good point on windshield. I mean, you may, maybe, you know, yes, older car, but, I mean, you're going to pay for a windshield. It's probably not going to be, you know, I mean, I know there's some windshields are a lot more expensive than others, but even at the minimum cost, I mean, replacing a windshield is going to be some money.
Yeah.
And,
So, if you hit a deer, you can total your car too. That's, people don't realize that too. It can be, you know, damaging, very damaging to your vehicle.
Yeah, and that will be.
If you don't have another vehicle, that becomes a problem as well. So,
yeah, so I think it's a good thing to keep on your policy if you can, you know. And you know, some cars get sold that become valuable. Like some of these classic cars are insured.
That's really expensive to repair them.
That's a whole other animal right there. So, anyway, I think that this time of year is something to think about. You know, making sure that. You know, having trees cut from around your house, or having—it's funny now with the technology out there. We've got, I guess it's satellite imagery. I don't know what program they use, But the insurance carriers are actually coming in. They're looking at your house from the satellite view, and they're seeing if you got what they call tree overhang. And if you got trees hanging over your house or trees near your house, we're seeing insurance companies are declining to write your insurance. Mm-hmm. That's happening quite a bit, right,
Kathy?
Yeah,
it has happened quite a bit.
Yeah. And after we had the storms in South Georgia coming through.
And Helene.
Yeah. It's, the scrutiny is really intensified on this.
Because they paid out a lot on trees. Yeah. Hitting structures.
Yeah. So Kathy and I, knowing this, we removed practically all the trees around our house that could hit the house.
Yeah.
And so that's a good thing to think about and consider. So, all righty. Well, another show's wrapped up here. My name is Mark Moore. My wife, Kathy. And we'll be back next week for another show on WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.